You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and I am excited today to be able to bring to you an amazing expert in the Google ad space. His name is David Rothwell, and he is a digital marketing and online advertising expert with 15 years of pay-per-click experience with Google Ads. He grows online sales and revenues for all kinds of businesses, B2B and B2C. His case studies span more than 10 years and include business growth of 15x and return on investment of up to 20x. He is the author of the Google Ads Bible for e-commerce and co-author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Sales Genius number one. And he has an upcoming book called Clicks to Money, How to Sell Your Products and Services and Multiply Your Money with Google Ads. So welcome, David Rothwell. Yay!
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks very much for having me. What a nice introduction.
Thank you, David. So we're glad to have you on the show because there is a lot of confusion, a lot of different biases about Google Ads, but we all know Google is the beast. Google is the top dog. You want to be on Google. You want to rank on Google. Everybody calls searching on the internet, Googling. I mean, this is a really big deal. So this is a great opportunity for us all to learn a little bit about what you know and how we as business owners can start at the ground roots level of incorporating Google Ads into our business model, but without losing our shirt. I mean, goodness gracious, I've heard of stories. Oh my goodness, so many stories. I'm sure you have too. So share with us a little bit of how did you get into this and why you wrote these books?
Okay, so getting into it actually was accidental. So I'm a former corporate IT person and ended up working for a large American multinational corporation, building their European IT network, staffing it, supporting it. So I'm very used to technology and IT type stuff. But then in the 2001.com crash, I got laid off in the whole thing that happened at that time. And then it was 9/11, and there were literally hundreds of people chasing every IT job going. So it was more or less impossible to get back into full-time corporate employment, which is, you know, what I was used to. So I realized I've got to do my own thing, and I got into building websites and early stages of SEO, and I wanted to promote my experience and skills as a IT networks and, you know, communications person, telecoms person, and get consulting work and support work out of that. And that got me into websites and SEO to begin with. And I got some success with that, but it was very slow and very frustrating and very unpredictable. And I just wanted something faster. And this is the early stages then of Google AdWords, as it was called back in those days. So I started playing with Google AdWords in 2004 or so. And as I got to understand it better and got better at it, I realized that I could help people with it because people needed it and they could get instant online traffic rather than struggling for ages, you know, fiddling around with other things. And so I started advertising and promoting my experience with Google Ads, as it's now called, and getting clients and getting better at it and more experience and going to conferences and speaking at conferences and getting mentioned in books by like people like Perry Marshall, Ken McCarthy. These are people who are pretty well known in this space. So it was totally accidental and I just found it very interesting and compulsive and kept going. And here I am now and I'm published and doing more writing about it.
Well, we're happy to have you because I know you have a good heart for people, that you really don't want to see people wasting their money and you don't want to just take people's money and run with it and just do a bunch of advertising for them if it's not going to amount to any good. And that's why I have you on the show. So go ahead and share with us a little bit about what do we need in order to make Google Ads pay as a business owner?
Okay, it's actually really quite straightforward. A little backstory on this is I've spent time with hundreds of businesses over the years, and I've asked them lots of questions about things about their business, and they don't have the answers that they need to make all this stuff work. The basic way to make Google Ads pay is to spend $1 and get more than $1 back and know that you did that. And that sounds maybe ridiculously simple, but really that is all it comes down to, is the ability to spend money buying Google Ads, and as a result of that money that you spend, know, because you track it, that you get more than a dollar back. And sometimes return on investment or return on ad spend measured this way could be 3x, could be 5x, 10x, 15x, even 20x. You know, like you mentioned, I've got a case study where we were spending a pound and getting £20 back in return. And that changes the game entirely, because when you know you're putting a dollar in and getting more than your dollar back, then your entire way of spending your money on online ads changes, or should, because it's like walking up to a slot machine, you know, in Vegas or wherever, putting a dollar in, and every time you put a dollar in, you get more than a dollar back. You get $1.50, you get $2, you get $1.70. And as long as you keep getting more money back than you put in, are you ever going to stop putting money in the slot machine? You know, not really. until it stops working or stops paying out or runs out of money or whatever. You know, and that's actually very similar to what goes on with Google Ads campaigns, funnily enough. But the basic point is you put money in and you get more money back. And so that's the simple way to make it pay. Now, that means that there's a lot of things you need to understand. And this gets me into the conversations I have to have with businesses, because like you just said, I don't want to spend people's money and not see money coming back in return. I just don't think that's fair. Now,
let me go ahead and ask you to share with us, what are some of the top problems that businesses are coming to you with that they don't even know that they don't have in place that keeps them from being able to be successful when it comes to Google Ads? Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Maybe even give us a scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. So I found over the years, I ask the same old questions of businesses to get the answers that I need to be able to do my job as their campaign manager, because I'm hostage to their business and everything about it. So I need to understand a lot of things about working with a business. And this is actually, for me, far more interesting than actually just running the campaigns, because I'm working with a business, you know, that's doing stuff. So that's the really interesting part. So classic questions I'm asking businesses are some basic stuff like, well, what do you sell? Are you selling it online? How do you know you sold the product? Who do you sell it to? What is it? How much do you get paid? How do you know you got paid that amount? What's your average order value? What's your customer lifetime value? How many times do people buy this thing from you? How does your sales process work step by step by step? And these, you know, kind of basic questions. And a lot of the time, frustratingly, businesses don't have these answers. They can't clearly say, my average order value is $115 or $27 or whatever it is. My sales process works like this, step by step by step. And that means that I can't safely go off and spend their money buying Google clicks, because I don't know what's going to happen in return when I get them the visitors that they want. And the tragedy is that they go off and they think, I'm online, I've got a website, I've got a business, I want to sell my stuff, I need to show up on Google because that's where everybody's hanging out looking for stuff, so I'll go and buy Google clicks. So they do it, but they don't have those answers to those questions that I just, you know, laid out, which means that they can't do the math. They can't do this simple calculation of, when I spend a dollar, how many dollars do I get back? Do I know it came from the campaigns? How many dollars do I get back? And it's all digital. It's all joined up. It's all straightforward stuff. Now, there is a caveat. Does this mean that it works for every business? No, not necessarily. Some have got, you know, enormously complicated sales processes which take weeks or months or quarters or years to close. So that's very, very difficult to track. Others are taking offline orders, you know, phone calls or some other things like that. There are ways to work with those things, but there's a lot of things that can be showstoppers that get in the way and stop this all working. So again, the process that I go through with businesses is to understand well, you know, what are all those things that you've got in place, and what do you not have in place, and what are you doing and how are you doing it? And that then enables me to figure out how to build a machine, a digital machine, which is composed of their business, the money they make and how they make it, their sales process, and then finally the campaigns, you know, the actual Google Ads campaign. So the campaigns come last. And this is why everybody makes these mistakes, is they think they've got everything and they don't. And then they go and buy clicks and they're not ready and they're doing it backwards. And then they say, this Google Ads stuff doesn't work. And I say, well, of course it doesn't work. You're not ready for it yet.
So I love that because there are so many advertisers out there, Google advertisers, who will simply just do what you tell them to do. They don't ask those very important questions. And so that's why many businesses, small businesses especially, who don't necessarily have their finger on every little bullet point that you just mentioned, they just lose their shirt. And they walk away feeling like Google Ads don't work, when that's not realistically the problem. The problem is that they didn't have things in place in order for it to work. So you're saying essentially that you consult with them, giving them the list that they need to have ready in order for you to be able to take them on as a client. Because I do want to speak to the fact that I know you have a very big heart, and that you don't want to just take people's money from them. So you essentially say that you won't get paid unless they get paid, which is a huge weight off of a lot of our shoulders that are, you know, knowing that we need to be out there on Google Ads, but we're just a little scared about being taken advantage of or losing our shirt. So speak to us a little bit about the fact that you qualify your clients, then you take them on. And so tell us what that process looks like. Please.
Okay. Yes. I really don't like seeing people spending their money and wasting it. That drives me nuts. And it's just been going on for the past 15 years and it still goes on today. And I speak to businesses and I hear exactly the same things that I've been hearing all these years. You know, we spent our money on it. We didn't see any results. We tried an agency. We still didn't see any results. We gave up on it. It doesn't work. And I'm like, well, actually, I could say Google Ads actually 100% totally, absolutely guaranteed to work. You know, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. It does what it does very effectively. It's simply that you don't know what you're doing with it and you haven't integrated it into your business correctly. So, yes, I can work with some clients on a commission approach to things, which is I'll sell your stuff. And as long as we can prove that's in place and certain values are reached, then I can work on a commission basis, which pay me when you get paid. And that's the way I prefer it, to be honest, because this means that everybody's in it for the same reason. Online businesses are online because they want to sell stuff and make money. You know, they just want to keep doing that for as long as they possibly can. I'm aligned with that because I'm in it for the same reason. I'll spend your money on clicks, but we're trying to get sales and revenue as a result. So different advertisers and different businesses are at different stages. So if they're just getting started and they've never done this before, we are missing some very fundamental numbers that we have to have. So I can't work on a commission basis on that approach to things because we don't have any numbers yet. We have no data. We don't know whether it works or not. There's three simple mathematical numbers that explain what your return on investment is. The first one is your average order value. So mentioned that. How much money do you get paid on average, you know, for what you sell? And you should know what that is. And if you don't, you've got to go off and figure it out. And shouldn't be too terribly difficult either. And I can help with that. The second number would be cost per click. You know, people say all the time, well, what should my budget be? How much should I spend on clicks? And these are very common questions. Now, we never know until we're running live campaigns what that actual cost per click is going to be. And it varies all the time. It's largely driven by competition. So the more advertisers there are out there, the more these bid prices for clicks go up. If you're in a competitive space, you can be spending, you know, a lot of money just on clicks. We don't know what that is, and we have to. And then the final number is your conversion rate. So if we bring a visitor to your site from a well-targeted campaign, how many of them convert to the sale of what your average order value is? And it's simple math. The average order value divided by the cost per click multiplied by the conversion rate is your return. on investment or return on ad spend. And if it's one, you're in a good place because basically you're spending an ad dollar and you're getting an ad dollar back. So you're breaking even. That's a good place to be because from then on, it's just improvements along the way. But getting those three numbers is the crucial thing because when we spend a dollar, we have no idea how many dollars come back unless we can make that calculation. And it's those three numbers that tell you what that is.
Well, thanks, David. That hopefully clarifies that question for a lot of people. I also wanted to ask a little bit about, could you give us just some different scenarios, like really kind of simplify Google Ads down to the different types of ads there are, including YouTube?
Sure. Now, Google Ads is actually a big toolbox full of different things that you can use, depending on what your business is and does and how it does it. Very commonly, people get all worked up about the technology and the tools in the toolbox, and they think they can play with them. They think, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to work, and this is going to do good things for business and so forth. There are some types of campaigns which are specific just to some kinds of businesses. So a simple example of that is e-commerce, which you mentioned in the intro. So physical stuff that gets put in boxes and shipped. So there is a campaign type called Google Shopping, which we've all seen. You know, when you look for physical stuff, you see picture ads on the screen and a whole range of those. Those are Google Shopping campaigns. Those are only for e-commerce merchants. You have to be selling physical stuff for that. Then you've got Google Search, which is the most important one, which is where people are telling you what they want. So we all do that. We all go and search for something, a product or a service on Google Search. That's the most important campaign type there is. Lots of businesses use display campaigns. These are text ads or picture ads which show up on other websites. So, you could be on a magazine or whatever. Another website somewhere or other, and you see these ads, and they can be Google ads as well as other kinds of ads. These are all what's called the content network or the display network. Then if you're moving around from website to website and you see these ads kind of stalking you and following you around, this is what's called remarketing or retargeting. So it's basically you see that ad, and because you've been cookied, because you went to the site where the ad showed up, it's then just going to follow you around and give you no peace sort of thing and drive you crazy. Now, some of these things work really well and some of them just don't. And the way we know that is because we measure the return. We measure how many dollars we spent and how many dollars we got back. And then when something works, we do as much of it as we possibly can. And when it clearly doesn't work, we stop doing it. Because otherwise, that's just a waste of money. You mentioned YouTube ads. That's not an area I'm a big specialist in, because those kinds of ads, like display ads and content ads and picture ads and remarketing, they're kind of like social ads. They're like kind of interruption. So they're showing up when you're somewhere or other doing something that isn't necessarily that well related to, what the ad's all about. That's not to say they don't work. They can work well. It's about targeting. They're more difficult to target, and they are basically interruptions. So the fundamental difference between those and search, though, is people are telling you exactly what they want. This is what we all do. Every time we go to Google, we say, I want to know about whatever it is, fill in the blank. And you're telling Google, I want to see information about this product or this service. And you expect to find it. And, this is why Google is as good as they are. And for such a long time, is they have just completely figured that out, and they provide answers to questions, So then if that happens to also be a product or service up for sale, which an ad is showing for, you may very well be totally interested in buying that product right now, And this is, again, what we measure, and we see the money going out and see the money coming back in. So Google's a toolbox, got to know the right tools to use and how to use them.
Well, thank you, David. And when we come back, we're going to learn more from David about his upcoming book, Clicks to Money. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The problem is that business owners are losing millions of dollars of potential revenue each year because they don't know how to stand apart from the competition. I'm Michelle Calloway. I am the founder and CEO of Revealio, an augmented reality marketing tool that we've created for business owners like you to help you captivate people's attention.
Oh, that's so cool!
Influence their buying decisions.
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Oh,
I want that.
I love it.
We do this by making your brand or product come alive with virtual content. You can actually take a viewer through the entire buyer's journey in less than 60 seconds. It's super easy to do. Just send us your artwork, send us your video, and we'll connect them and make the magic happen. So start standing out and influencing today.
Welcome back. We're talking with David Rothwell, who is a Google Ads specialist, and he's been sharing with us about what we need to know in order to be effective on Google so that we're not just dumping our money into Google's pocket. They don't need our money. He realizes that, and so he's here because he really does care about your success, and he's even willing to meet you in the middle there where he's going to give you like the whole checklist, making sure that you have mechanisms in place to be sure you are successful. And he says he won't even get paid until you get paid on some situations. So welcome back again, David. We're so happy to have you here. Let me ask you this. What do you know about YouTube? I know I've done some YouTube advertising. You said that you're not a specialist in that area, but do you want to just share a little quick thing about what you know about YouTube and how effective it is? And then I'll kind of share a little bit about what we're experiencing here at Revealio.
Sure. Thanks, Michelle. So YouTube is like the world's second biggest search engine. So the world's biggest, obviously, is Google search. But it's a search engine for content, for material, for video, and so forth. So again, it's one of those places where if people are looking there and you can find that out, then you definitely want to be found. It's a very similar situation to Google search. If you've got what people are looking for, either on Google search or in YouTube, then they're telling you what they want, and you absolutely need to show up when, you know, they are asking you for what you have. Because that's your opportunity to pitch them, make them an offer, see how they respond, get them involved in your sales process, the sales conversation, all of those things. So very important.
So yeah, Google owns YouTube. So it's all essentially under one hood. Revealio is a innovative video marketing company that has incorporated interactive video through augmented reality marketing. So what we found is that because what we're doing is so unique and so fresh and edgy, people don't necessarily always understand it by just words. And they're definitely not necessarily always searching for it yet because they don't even know it exists. So we really believe that YouTube advertising is our sweet spot. And the one thing that we love so much about YouTube advertising is it's completely disruptive and interruptive, because we can actually set keywords so that if somebody's looking for, let's just say, experiential marketing, our video will automatically come up to anybody else's video that has experiential marketing listed as the keywords, but our video gets shown before theirs. If that is not the coolest thing, I don't know what is. It's like, he'll pay attention to me first, but then, you know, you only get charged if the person watches the entire ad. So it's actually very effective, cost budget wise, very, very effective as well. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I know YouTube and Google are one entity. And when we're on our back end, on our setting up our ads, then we are actually in Google AdWords, which is what we've been talking about during this whole entire interview. So if you are finding that maybe you want to do more YouTube advertising, you definitely reach out to me, Michelle Calloway, and you'll see how you can get hold of me later in the interview. But let's go back to David, because David has got something very exciting coming up. He is getting ready to launch a new book. And the title of that book is Clicks to Money: How to Sell Your Products and Services and Multiply Your Money with Google Ads. So David, share a little bit about your upcoming book, please.
Okay, thanks, Michelle. So yeah, that's the title of the book. I've actually revised the subtitle and made it a little bit shorter and simpler. And that's basically Making Google Ads Pay, because that's all we're really interested in doing. So the title of the book is Clicks to Money, because it's all about clicks. And, you know, that's what we're all, you know, involved with these days. We've got a website, we've got an online business, you've got to get clicks. So it's all about clicks, but you've got to make money out of the clicks. So it's all about making Google Ads pay, which is bringing back more dollars than you spend. That's what really what it's all about. Now, the book came about because, and this is where you and I met originally, I think, was at CEO Space, their conference. I first went there a year last December, and it was my first time, and I was telling businesses about, you know, what I do and how I do it. And the organizers of CEO Space then later on said, well, that's really interesting. Lots of people need to know about this stuff. Why don't you teach it? So they asked me to teach this material at, you know, CEO Space meetings, which happened last year in May and July. And as a result, I realized, well, the presentation I put together and what I teach is basically my next book, because on Amazon, where I'm published with the AdWords Bible for e-commerce, that's a specific book for the e-commerce industry, which is a very specific kind of industry. When I talk about my thing in the other book, Sales Genius Number One, which I'm a chapter contributor in, again, that's on Amazon, there I'm talking about professional service businesses. So professional service businesses, and these are very, very, very common, and they're probably the biggest user of Google Ads actually out there, with e-commerce really kind of in the third position. In the middle, you've got what I call digital businesses. So those businesses who sell digital stuff like events, software as a service, subscriptions, downloads, memberships. So it's a product. It could be a service, but you pay online for it. So that's a digital sort of business approach. Now, those three industries all have their own approach and some very specific things just for them. So like with Google Shopping for e-commerce merchants, like we were talking about earlier. But then teaching my material and asking these questions at the CEO Space conferences, I realized, well, it's all the fundamental stuff that people are missing out on. You know, they're not ready for shopping campaigns. They're not ready for trying to sell digital products yet because of all these business basics. You know, like we talked about earlier, what's your average order value? Same old, same old, same old. So I realized that what I was teaching and the book that was needed was kind of the most fundamental book that anybody would need to read. And it really all starts with this, because when you read stuff online, you know, blog posts and what have you, no matter where it is, no matter how high the quality of those places is, I've seen articles in Forbes, I've seen them in Inc. and various other places where people, you know, write their stuff about Google Ads, and not one of them talks about the basics of, we need to track a sale, we need to spend a dollar and know we got more than a dollar back. And that comes before everything else. You know, you can fiddle with campaigns to your heart's content. If you don't know this other fundamental stuff, it's just never going to work for you. So that's when I realized that this is the most important book that I could write, because it really explains in a simple way. And I find myself amazed when I ask, you know, business owners basic stuff. What's your average order value? You know, how much are you going to get paid when you sell your thing, whatever it is? And some of them can't answer. And, well, you've got to have those answers. And the book is written to draw your attention to the fact that it's simple stuff you've got to know first. And then you've got a sequence of events to go through. The Google Ads campaigns is at the end of that, not at the beginning. People are doing it at the beginning when they're not ready. And that's why it all doesn't work.
Well, I'm excited for you, David, and thank you so much for putting the effort into the book, because you're right. Many business owners need to know what to put in front of the cart. You know, you can't get the cart in front of the horse. It just doesn't work. And there's so many awesome people out there doing awesome, amazing things. They just don't have that little shift that needs to happen. So I'm looking forward to your book, and anybody that's watching this, whether you're watching this, you know, years away from when we recorded it, that book will still be there to help them, and it'll probably stay very relevant for a very long time, because it's just standard principles, right? It's not exactly how the technology works, because the technology and the algorithms are constantly changing. Oh my goodness. And I'm sure you have to stay on top of that being a Google Ads specialist. So is there any algorithms that just recently happened that you would like to speak to right now as far as what we should be knowing? Because everybody says, oh, I could get you ranked number one on Google. So what do you have to say about those guys that are touting that? I mean, is that realistic?
Oh my. Yeah, well, I mean, like you do, I get emails and they just go into spam all the time. You know, we're an SEO company in India and we'll get you rank number one and we'll do this. And they make all these promises and all these commitments about getting your website ranked and stuff like that. And maybe they can do some of those things to an extent. But, and I pointed out early on in the book, people are making claims that they are not entitled to make because they don't know your business. They don't know your numbers. They don't know your return on ad spend targets and things like that. And they can never know them unless, firstly, you know them and you ask those questions, which I do. So for them to say, you know, oh, we'll make your business a success with, you know, by ranking you number one. Well, it's ludicrous because they can't make those claims because they don't know what they need to know. And this is my education process is showing businesses what they need to know. There's just been so many cases where people have tried this, you know, Google Ads, they've gone to an agency and used agencies for this. I see people trying it, giving up, going to an agency, giving up, moving agency, giving up, moving agency and giving up. And they still don't get the results that they want and need and deserve. Results being simple, which is more money back than you spent. So, you know, I've got an email which says my agency left me broke, you know, Harley Street getting a therapist, spent thousands of pounds with an agency. He did due diligence, he thought. He went to, you know, various agencies and looked at them and he selected one which is Google accredited and, you know, award-winning and certified and all these badges and accreditations and stuff that look nice. But his experience was, well, he just spent his money and he didn't make him any money back. And that is just the state of the industry. I find it so, so common that this happens. And like I say, it makes me annoyed. And I don't think it should be that way. And my message is it doesn't and shouldn't be that way. And as long as you know what you're doing and get the proper help and, you know, track everything correctly and do all the digital stuff, then it can work. Now, the simple fact is that it is absolutely not guaranteed to work cost effectively for every business because it's math, it's numbers. You can have the perfect campaign. I write about this in the book. You could have the perfect campaign. What does that look like? Well, I could tell you, but the point is you can have the perfect campaign, but the cost per click could be so high that you can't make money because your average order value is too low. You know, if you have to spend $50 to convert a visitor to a buyer and you can only sell them $25, you're $25 underwater. And the math is never going to change unless something, you know, drastically different is done. So, and if you're in that situation of the math doesn't work for you, you need to know. Because then this exercise is a total waste of money and you should just stop. So don't waste money any longer because it's just not going to work. And you need to know that as well. So you need to know when it can't work just as much as you need to know that it can and how it could do that for you.
Great. You're awesome. Thank you for sharing all that. The thing I want to talk about now is that I always love to give my Tech with Heart audience some guerrilla tactics. Mm-hmm. Guerrilla tactics meaning what things can you be doing that will help you rank higher on Google without spending a dime? It's just time invested in. And so I want to share a couple of things that I've discovered, and then I would love for you to jump in on anything that you know of as well. So when it comes to websites, one of the best ones that I know of is WordPress as far as ranking highest on Google searches. So if you have a WordPress website and you have a blog, then that really ranks a lot higher on Google. Then if you have a Facebook group or a Facebook page or a Facebook profile, that also ranks really high because Facebook's got a really powerful SEO engine. And then YouTube is a huge one too. So get up there on YouTube, start putting put videos up on YouTube, create your own video channel if you can, if you have enough video content to keep that going. And then other services like Twitter obviously has a pretty powerful one. LinkedIn is a very powerful one. Medium is another powerful one that I see pops up a lot. And is there anything else? Oh, yeah, Google My Business. So Google My Business. This is a source that I found that Google offers every business owner a free mini website of their own that it's right housed on Google. You get to put down your mission statement, your value proposition, your photos. You can upload videos. You can add posts regularly. So it's all right on Google's engine. So of course the ranking for that's going to be really high. Plus when somebody does see your business and they click on it, what populates over to the right hand side is your map location of your business, all your working hours, your hours of operation, contact information, and of course whatever latest post you put up. And post range, you can do a post, you can do an event, you can do an offer. So that is all free courtesy of Google. So David, is there anything else that you can speak to on guerrilla tactics to help you rank higher on the Google search engine?
Well, you just went through some great ones, Michelle, and I'd agree with them all. WordPress has been going for a very long time. It's well known that blog posts can rank. There's a great book I can mention where that strategy was absolutely used, you know, incredibly effectively well. It's called They Ask, You Answer by an author called Marcus Sheridan. And he shows you the power of answering questions in blog posts and how it saved his business and developed an entire methodology for it. Very, very interesting read. So I agree with all those things. Google My Business has been around for a long time. It's one of those things that people are, you know, they're missing sometimes. Everything's getting local these days. We've got mobiles, we're searching for stuff. The amount of searches that contain the phrase near me or nearby or whatever that are location oriented just keeps going up and up and up and up because we're all connected to the internet and we've all got mobile phones, we're all searching for stuff that's, you know, convenient. So the Google My Business thing, which as you say is a free listing, you should absolutely be all over that. If you're a local business with a very specific geographical catchment area of potential clients, then you should absolutely be all over that. And like Google, do they integrate that into all their other things as well? So there's a thing called local inventory. So if you're selling physical products in a geographical area and you've got a shop, you know, brick and mortar shop, you can actually show your products, how many you've got in stock and how close it is to the searcher by the map. So Google just keeps on doing these integrations. They just keep on getting, you know, cleverer and cleverer and showing up in more and more places. So wherever there's a chance, you just got to take advantage of it.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of tools out there, you guys. So I know that David is an expert in the Google space, and he was talking also about how Google Ads is digital telepathy, and that is also the gist of that meaning is that you can identify what people are indeed searching for. So when it comes to putting articles to your blogs, why not find out what people are actually looking for and title your blog around those keywords that they're using, which will give you higher ranking as well. If you are talking about local, one of the other free resources that I love so much, and it's super powerful on SEO, is Patch. Patch is a neighborhood, like community bulletin board, essentially, where if you have an event that you would like to promote, this is free publicity for you, as well as obviously Evites, a little old school, but Evite still has some power, and all Eventbrite. Eventbrite is also a really big one for events. So if you have, like David, he's going to be publishing his new book. So he could actually go to his local Patch and put and broadcast the fact that he's, you know, just launched this wonderful book that's going to help people with their Google Ads. And it'll rank him really high in that regard as well. So anyway, that was all our free little tips for the Tech with Heart audience. Thank you for being a part of Tech with Heart. David, speak to us a little bit about what it would look like when we need to contact you and we want to work with you. What, where do we go and what kind of a consultation are we looking at with you?
Okay, thanks, Michelle. So there's two main kinds of consultations. The first would be with businesses who are not presently running Google Ads campaigns. So they've never done it before. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're missing. They don't know what they need. And that is just to establish, well, how viable is this really for you in the first place? So that's one audience. There's a consultation for that. And I do a thing called what I call PPC Discovery, which is a 30-day program, which actually figures out a lot of this stuff and tells you, you know, whether it's good for you or not. The other is a consultation for existing Google Ads users. So they've got a Google Ads account, they're running campaigns, they've got some data, they've got keywords and ads running and things like that. I look at those as a starting point to figure out, well, what have you got that's working correctly and what have you got that's missing? Like your conversion tracking, first thing, you know, we look at that. Are you tracking conversions? Are you tracking them correctly? Is that working accurately? Is it messed up? Is it missing? And then we get into the, you know, the performance of the campaigns all around the conversion side of things, because it's not about what you spend and the clicks that you buy. It's about what you're supposed to make back in return.
So where do they go, David, to connect with you? Where do they go?
Okay, so that's easy. Just go to rothwellmedia.com. And that's just a placeholder at the moment whilst I rebuild it. But on there is my cell number and my email address. So you can always reach me on those things.
So David is in the UK, but he works globally. So definitely reach out to David if you're interested in learning more about how you can take your business to the next level by being productive and effective with Google Ads. And if you are interested in joining our Tech with Heart Network, because what we do is we empower businesses to be successful in a digital era. So we are all about bringing experts to the table to provide you with knowledge that you can either take in and implement yourself, or we take it to the next level. We'll empower you to be able to work with the experts. And sometimes we offer workshops, webinars, boot camps and stuff like that. So if you are interested and want to stay informed on our upcoming interviews, or would even like to be interviewed yourself, please go to techwithheartnetwork.com and join our mailing list. We'd be more than happy to welcome you to our Tech with Heart family. So thank you so much, David, for being our guest today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And until next time, have a wonderful and yet successful 2020.